Before we talk about specific threats, let's answer a more basic question. Why does this training exist? Why should you, specifically, care about security if you're not in IT? The honest answer starts with a number. In 2025, 68% of confirmed data breaches involved a human element. Not a software vulnerability, not a zero-day exploit, but a person who clicked a link, reused a password, shared a file with the wrong recipient, or didn't recognize that the urgent email from the CEO was fake. In breach after breach, the root cause was a moment of inattention from a normal person doing their normal job. Here's another number worth sitting with. When researchers ran phishing simulations on real employees, the median time from receiving a phishing email to clicking the malicious link was 21 seconds. Not 21 minutes, 21 seconds, and the median time to enter credentials on the fake page after clicking was 7 more seconds. That's 28 seconds from new email arrived to compromised account. This isn't because people are careless or unintelligent. It's because modern attacks are specifically engineered to exploit how humans process information under time pressure. Attackers study human psychology the way a lockpicker studies locks. This course teaches you to see what they see, so you stop being the easiest way in. The cost of getting this wrong is real. The global average cost of a data breach in 2025 was $4.44 million. For companies with fewer than 500 employees, the average was $3.31 million. And research consistently shows that roughly 60% of small businesses that suffer a major cyber attack close their doors within 6 months. The combination of remediation costs, lost customer confidence, and operational disruption becomes unsurvivable. Your company's customers trust you with their data. That trust is the foundation of every contract, every renewal, every expansion deal. So let's talk about how attackers actually operate. They don't randomly scan the internet hoping to get lucky. They follow a process. Step 1. Reconnaissance. Before they send a single email, they research LinkedIn profiles, job postings, which reveal what technologies you use, press releases, social media, your company's public website, a job listing that says experience required with Salesforce, AWS, and Jira, just told an attacker 3 systems they can impersonate in a phishing email. Step 2, initial access. Armed with that research, they pick their approach. The 3 most common entry points in 2025 were stolen credentials at 53% of breaches, phishing and social engineering in 16% as a standalone vector, but involved in many more, and exploiting software vulnerabilities at 8%. 2 of the top 3 target people, not technology. Step 3, lateral movement. Once inside, attackers rarely stop at the first account they compromise. The marketing coordinator's email might not seem valuable, but if it gives the attacker access to internal chat, org charts, and shared drives, it becomes a launchpad for everything else. Step 4, objective. Some want data to sell. Some want to deploy ransomware and demand payment. Some want to lurk silently and steal intellectual property over months. But virtually all of them enter through a human being who didn't realize what was happening. The average time from initial breach to detection in 2025 was 181 days. That's 6 months of an attacker inside your systems before anyone noticed. The additional time to contain the breach averaged another 60 days. 8 months, start to finish. Your company's security program isn't ad hoc. It's built on the NIST Cybersecurity Framework 2.0, released in February 2024. The framework organizes cybersecurity into 6 core functions: govern, establish the strategy, expectations, and policies. Identify, understand your environment and risks. Protect, put safeguards in place, including training like this. Detect, monitor for suspicious activity. Respond, act fast when something goes wrong. And recover, get back to normal operations. You don't need to memorize these functions, but understanding the model helps you see where your daily actions fit. When you report a suspicious email, you're contributing to detect. When you use your password manager, you're contributing to protect. When you follow the data handling policy, you're supporting govern. Security is shared responsibility. The security team builds guardrails. Leadership sets the tone and funds the program. and every employee operates within those guardrails, following policies, recognizing threats, and reporting suspicious activity. No security team, no matter how well-funded, can protect an organization where employees routinely click phishing links or share passwords. The technical controls and the human behaviors have to work together. That's what this course is about. Over the next 8 modules, you'll learn to think like an attacker. Not to become one, but to recognize their techniques before the techniques work on you.